So hello, everybody, and welcome to our ERC call for the month of, is it the last one for the month of? I guess it's the last group call for the month of November 2019. And as you might have heard me say, if you were on a call earlier today, like this is our second to the last call for the year and for the decade. We're going into a new decade. So, you know, interesting changes. So welcome, everybody. I know you guys are going to see me again on Saturday, a lot of you. So I think that happened on our NEPT call right before this. It's like, oh, you're going to have me for 5 hours tomorrow. So very few people showed up. So I have a feeling that we're going to get that because there's like, you know, 24 people or whatever signed up for Saturday's call. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, so these are our calls where you get together, and I would love to hear everybody share a win, because that's always fun for me to hear a win in your private life, your business life, your health life, relationship, anything at all that's a win. And I really feel more and more strongly as we go on that starting calls with something positive, starting any interaction with something positive, just lifts our spirits and makes life, you know, so much better to handle. We all have crap that happens in our life. Excuse my language, but we all have it, right? It all happens. And it's how we handle the crap that makes us either healthy or unhealthy, happy or unhappy. And so when we learn how to focus on gratitude, you know, and the things that we do have to be grateful for, then I think that makes life better. So, you know, what's something, one thing you can be grateful for? We can take 20 to 30 seconds to just say it, and let's just congratulate each other and really, you know, celebrate with each other because of that. So I'll start with Diana.
I knew it. Okay. Well, after the disaster this morning with Hubby's experiment, we have some good news.
Yeah.
A huge win. He had a salad for lunch. We got him down to 147. But for dinner, his before dinner was 107, and his after dinner 1 hour, with dinner being a green smoothie, 121.
So all right.
Right now, that's a huge
all right. So it sounds like you made some headway with him after our conversation, so yay, way to go.
He made some headway. But, yeah, we had a big wake up. No more of that granola. We're going back to the gluten-free, sugar-free.
Good. I know, bummer. I didn't hear what he said, but he's not happy about it, probably.
He's grumpy.
Kind of like Paula felt when she discovered that yummy, so delicious erythritol sweetened ice cream that, like, what's wrong with this, was what was getting her gut a mess. Like, Paula, what do you want to share? Oops. I think I unmuted.
Yeah, well, speaking of gut, well, I made it through on the other side of the food poisoning, so that's my big celebration.
Yay!
getting things more normalized. It hasn't been consistent, but yeah.
So. Yeah, it's always good when you can keep things in.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm eating normally. I mean, that's fine. So. Yeah. It's just that the gut hasn't quite caught up yet. And some days it's really normal, and other days not so much.
Not so much.
Right, yeah.
The true meaning of leaky gut. Oof. Yeah, don't like that. All right, great. Rachel, I see you there. Hi.
Hi.
So what can we appreciate for you?
My huge thing is... literally in every area of my life, every person, whether it's mother-in-law, children, whoever, I have set boundaries.
Whoa!
And I am literally in all areas, not just one or two, but in all areas, I literally stood up for myself, and I am ready full force into this thing because I have all those stress factors out of my life.
Whee! Way to go. Congratulations. That's a biggie.
Very you know for me.
I'm going to share a little thing. Lynn will appreciate this. Leaky gut? Leaky boundaries in your life? Leaky gut, leaky brain.
Wow.
Okay. And so when you can firm up those boundaries, you can physiologically firm up those boundaries. But when you stay in that mode of psychologically and interpersonally not having boundaries, it's hard for your physiology to catch up. So
wow.
Big one, right?
Wow. Very.
Cool. Thank you. Who else is here? Dawn. Can we hear from you, Dawn? I got you unmuted. Unless you're in a place where you can't talk. Okay, I'll leave you open. You can talk when you're ready. Jenny, what's something for you to appreciate today, celebrate today?
Hi, I'm racing around trying to get to this meeting. And I was thinking that, you know, I've been doing the fasting challenge and the keto thing, and it's been really successful and interesting. And, but in general, I just noticed that yesterday I, did something that I'd procrastinated about and been fearful about completing. It was just like a little job in our house that needed to be done. And I found myself doing it. And when it was all said and done, I thought, I have stared at that for 2 years and been bothered by it and been anxious about it. And all of a sudden I found myself doing it with very little fuss. And I thought, I have to be feeling better. I have to be having a level, even if it's subtle and it's not glaring to me, just the fact I did what I did was remarkable to me. I keep at it. I keep looking every day I walk by, instead of grimacing and thinking, why can't I work up the guts to take care of that thing? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it involved, I had to drill through tile to secure something. And I've been worried about cracking the tile if I were to do it. And I finally just did it and it worked out beautifully. And I no longer have this issue that has caused me anxiety for 2 years.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. That's so huge. And you're also a little lighter, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really exciting. Thank you. Uh-huh. So, Jenny, are you there? Jenny. Dawn, are you there? You switched places in my list. You see, we're such creatures of habit. I went back up to where I saw Dawn and Jenny was there, but I just read it anyway. And I'm like, wait a minute. So Dawn, how about you? Not yet. And then Jenny, you just moved back down again. What is with this Zoom thing? Marilyn, how about Marilyn? You have anything you want to share? I'm unmuting you. Okay, I'm not unmuting you. It won't let me unmute you. You're going to have to unmute yourself. Oh, there.
Here you go,
Marilyn. Hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was talking. I guess it wasn't doing anything.
No.
So, yeah, I can relate to what Jenny was saying. It's certain things in your life, when you do feel better, you get on with things and it doesn't become such a monumental task or like an elephant that just kind of keeps hanging and you keep looking at it and you just don't have the ability mentally or physically to get on with it, but you want to. But so things like that have happened in my life of late, so that's good. Like I say, I can certainly agree with that. I'm good. I'm going to kind of be in and out of the meeting a bit. I'm trying to cook dinner. It's just an awkward time on the Pacific Coast, and we tend to eat at basically meeting times of this group. So anyways, I'm just following some, you know, sort of diet plans and fasting and looking at different aspects of food. I've been seeing a chiropractor, so I'm trying to get a few things done for my back that has been likely causing some of the weight, or not physical weight, but just structural weight that sort of does play in with your emotions and other things. So he's been helping a little bit. He's new to town. He practiced in Vancouver for a while. Now he's retired up in my town, Port Hardy. Like, go figure. Like, why would he come here? But anyways, I'm glad he's here. He's a boater, so that's good. I'm trying to get together for packing because we're out of here for a little while in middle of December, about a week and a half before Christmas. So we're going to see how that's going to fly. Last year it didn't fly too well in the end of the day, but we're going to see how that's going.
I'm going any place fun?
We're going to Kauai.
Can I come in your suitcase? I'll make food for you every day. Just take me with you.
You can come. Yeah, we're on the South Shore for a couple of months, so that's good.
Oh, heavenly.
Yeah, so I'm just, like I said, it didn't go so well last year. I had sort of anxiety and lots of problems and some other sort of issues that wasn't fun when we were away. Changed our flights to come home, but we did stay the whole time. So we're going to see how it flies this time. I have a dog atrial flutter. So now I'm dealing with that and insurance companies to get me out of town. So that's a bit of a problem. I only have one insurance that will cover my heart so far, and it's very expensive. So, like I say, I'm not on that flight yet, ladies. So we're keeping all toes and fingers and arms and legs crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, other than that, I'm good.
I'm going to keep my fingers and toes and legs crossed for you too. Because that will be you deserve to get that getaway. So.
It sounds perfect to be out of town and be warm and hot and nice, but it's not, it's not perfect. I don't find it perfect anymore. We've been going there for a long time, but I'm not sure about it anymore. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, if you need to talk about that, let us know, about some of working through some of that not sureness.
Yeah. Got to get over that.
Yeah. Yeah. We will come back around, and I have some thoughts for you. Okay, Paula, Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. We're sharing something to be grateful for.
Yes. I've been working on getting on a better routine, back into exercising like I was, and just kind of getting away from it, and eating more regularly and working on the sleep patterns.
Great.
So I think it's going better.
Great. Great. I'm glad to hear that, because those basic underlying habits, which may seem small, make such a huge difference in how you live your life and how your body responds to life. So I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And still Dawn. Dawn's the only one left, but...
I think, can you hear me?
I can now. Yay.
Okay. Well, technical issues with the new phone and new computer. I'm still trying to figure out how to do everything.
All right.
But I'm on the fasting mimicking diet day two.
All right. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I've done probably 6 different detox things in the past and have felt horrible. Mm-hmm. Brain fog. That lasted for weeks.
Oh no.
So I'm happy with the results.
Good, good. One of the things I like about this is it's not so severe that it causes massive shifts. Like, fasting can do that and juicing can do that. But, it's got more substance to it, and it still gets great results. So many people are posting that their ketones are up in the non-fast, in the keto range, in the 0.5 to 1.5. And Jenny, yours was like 3-something or something like that. So in such a short period of time, so without depriving yourself, but without also eating lots of butter and bacon all day long. So, it's like you're getting the benefit of having tons of micronutrients. I did mine yesterday, and it was supposed to be 1,100 calories. And according to the program, the chronometer, I was at 800 calories. But 60% of my micronutrients for everything, 60%, and I was over 100 on iron, right? So it's just really cool to be getting the lower calories, the balance in the blood sugar, right, the low glycemic, still eating fat enough fat that you know, holds you and satiates you, and to have all those micronutrients. So I think it's a, you know, I'm excited about this. I keep telling people this is our first time doing it. So there's, you know, there's glitches here. We're working on it. It will be a paid program in the future, probably included in ERC, but paid for everybody else. But, you know, people are patient. Went into the back end and saw that 500 people got the welcome email, but never made it into getting the sequence. So it wasn't like they were missing it or it was in their junk. They just never moved forward in this crazy Infusionsoft thing. And I'm like, why? Now I'm gonna have to manually move them. Anyway, so all these little glitchy things, but we're working on it. And I'm glad to hear that it's good for you. And most people so far today, it's in 2 days. One person did say she got into major detox symptoms yesterday, but she was used to eating tons of meat on a regular basis. Okay. That might be why.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to do it because my glucose has been running in the low hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat a healthy diet, I think, and so I'm trying to figure out why. But it dropped into the 80s yesterday and today.
Wow, so, great.
So that's
awesome. Very good. Yay, thank you for sharing that. That's so exciting that it happened that quickly.
Yes.
Good job.
So I'm happy.
Good job. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
All right, Lynn, did you want to share anything? See if any other coaches are on. I think it's just Lynn right now. You have something to celebrate? Oh, I know. You told me something the other day that was a good celebration, but maybe you have something else. Unmute.
Okay. I drove 6 hours round trip to pick up my son from the airport.
Wow.
So it was a good thing because I drove with my husband. So we had, and his car is older, so there's no place to plug in a phone.
Ah, so you actually had communication with the husband.
We had, yeah. So we
that's nice.
Yeah. So and we're in a contained environment, no children. So
no phones, no children, no, yeah.
Yeah, we, so we cool. actually had to talk to each other.
That's great. That's a great thing to celebrate. Yeah.
So it was a good time.
Good. And is that the son who's getting married?
No. Yeah. No, this is, so my father-in-law's memorial service is Saturday. So this is my second son that's there. But yeah, my oldest son got engaged over the weekend, and I've been looking at the pictures, and they are just so sweet.
Aww.
I just, you know.
That's so sweet.
My baby boy.
Awesome. That's your first son to get married, right? The girls are
married. Yes. I didn't think the boys would ever get married.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now I get all weepy-eyed.
Yeah. It's one of those things, right? Who else is on? Let's see. Annette, do you have anything to celebrate or be appreciative today? And then we'll go on to the questions. I think you're the only one.
Oh, I don't know if 8 went to working up. Through, I'm almost done with all the blood work for the call Friday.
All right. Yay. Thank you.
Hello to Dawn and Rachel.
Yay. Awesome. Cool. You're going to love getting your reports. Maybe not. Yeah, but you'll like seeing them, and then we'll talk about them. All right. So thank you, Annette. Thank you. So Nancy, Annette, Dawn, Diana, Jenny, Lynn, Marilyn, Paula, Rachel, and 831. Who's at 831? You're on the phone. So if you can unmute yourself, I'm trying to recognize where that area code is from. But I don't. Well, I can't unmute the person on the phone because I don't have control over that. So if you want to unmute and talk, welcome to do that. So what we're going to do is just talk about, let me go through the, all right. So I have the list of people who submitted in stuff. So I'm going to open that back up again and see who had questions and comments. Okay. So we had this morning from Diana, more gut healing, yummy kimchi made this week. Homegrown kohlrabi and beets, sauerkraut's next, then more kimchi. Yummy healing and living food. Good for you. I loved that you posted that picture. I think everybody really appreciated the pictures you posted of the process. That was the fire cider that you posted, right? Yeah, thank you.
So I did the fire cider and what was the other? Oh, the, I bumped up the one on the bitters, the orange Ella campaign bitters. Somebody was asking about that on our small group.
Okay, got it. Yeah, the bitters. That's right. You posted the bitters and somebody said, oh, that might be my first tincture that I try.
Yeah.
Okay. Is John here? I don't see John. John posted that he was going to be here. So we'll talk about him when he gets here. Marilyn. And I still haven't submitted that 23andMe, that 23andMe alternative yet. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy. So I'm going to get to that hopefully on Sunday. I haven't had a single minute free this week. So I'm still looking at that. I have the kit. I paid for the kit. Paula's coming. Yes. Annette coming. Yes. Diana. Let's see. Paula. Okay, we got that was from last week. So, okay, cool. So who has questions or things that we can support you in? I know we're going to be together on Saturday, so it's fine if you don't. But if there's any questions not necessarily related to the labs, then I'd be happy to help you. I want to, you know, just support you in whatever way I can.
I think it's Anya on the phone.
Anya? Okay. Oh, yeah, 831. I was thinking Santa Cruz, but I was thinking that area, Ben Lomond or Santa Cruz. Okay. All right, Anya. She's probably still at the office. Cool. All right. Who?
I have a question.
Sure.
I read something the other day online about cinnamon, and there was some concerns about It's C-E-Y-L.
The Ceylon cinnamon. Yeah, Ceylon cinnamon and coumarin.
So which one, what is that all about? Or what, because they were saying the Ceylon cinnamon and the cassia.
Cassia is the one, actually cassia is the one that has the problems with the, is it cassia, Ceylon, and what's, yeah, cassia I think is the one that has the problems where it can cause issues with the liver if you take too much. So you got to be careful with that. So, the one, but it's not really in when you take it in culinary doses, right? Sprinkle it on your oatmeal, put it in your yogurt, whatever. It's more in the therapeutic doses. And when you get into the high therapeutic doses that are good enough to lower the blood sugar, make the insulin receptors more receptive, then you can get into trouble with it if you take too much. So the other, so the Ceylon, I think, is the one, right? It's Ceylon is the good, is the better one, but it doesn't have as strong an effect on the blood sugar.
Okay. And then I have another question. What herbs or foods are key if you want to use them as a bit of a blood thinner? Like what herbs or is there not a supplement so much, but just food, herbs, spices that could be used as a bit of a blood thinner instead of taking blood thinners?
Yeah, so there are a lot of herbs that are said to be problematic if you're on blood thinners. Like, don't take it if you're taking this because it could potentiate it. So we can get a complete list by searching for contra herbs with warfarin. And we'll see what shows up. But one of the things that is good is omega-3 fats.
Okay.
I'm making sure that you're really good with your ratios of omega-3 to 6. It's always said don't take omega-3s right before surgery because it can thin the blood too much. Let's see. Some others, I'm looking at food-wise. Green tea. Most of them are not food. Let me just look up foods. What foods?
I guess I could have just searched it myself, but I just all of a sudden popped into my mind.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good question, and it's good for me. I don't have all
the... Because I've been prescribed a blood thinner, or recommended a blood thinner and a beta blocker. And, I mean, he was just trying to cover his butt.
Exactly.
Both GPs that I have spoken to agreed with my thinking that I'm not really serious at this point in time with the atrial flutter. It could develop worse. It could be, it's called paradoxal. So it's not a heart issue per se, but it still is happening. So, and it has, it's been really good lately. In fact, I've been seeing a chiropractor lately just to see if it's like the vagus nerve or just a you know, electrical thing with my nerves coming into my spine where my heart is. And that could very well be because I had a sailing injury on my shoulder 40 years ago, and it's just in the right area. And my massage therapist also said it could be like my first rib on my front and my back that's causing this to happen periodically.
Right. Structural things.
So I don't want to go down the road of blood thinners, but
right.
I do want
to. But you do want to have foods that, so here's some, turmeric, ginger, okay. cayenne, those are also vasodilator. It's a big vasodilator, so that's really helpful. So even if the blood doesn't get thinner, when the blood vessels dilate more, there's less of a chance of a clot forming. Garlic.
Okay, all things that I do consume anyways.
Yeah, so you just bump it up a little bit. Cassia, cinnamon. Then others that are more of herbal kind of things that you wouldn't necessarily eat as foods, but things like ginkgo and grapeseed extract and Don Quai and feverfew. The other thing is proteolytic enzymes like bromelain, which comes from pineapple. There's a couple of supplements, natto kinase actually, that is a real good, it's an enzyme that thins blood, and it's been used a lot with people with blood pressure problems and with clotting. There's actually a study, I was at a lecture where this one guy who had been in a lab, and he was one of the first people to discover the benefits of natto with clotting. And he said, I did something I wasn't supposed to do. I was eating while I was working in the lab, and I had these Petri dishes and accidentally dropped some of my natto in the Petri dish. And apparently it caused, he was working with blood, and it caused this he goes, whoa, what the heck happened there? So he followed up on that and kept looking at it. And then he was able to isolate that there's an enzyme in the natto, which is fermented soy product that's very common in Japan. So he was just eating his traditional food and discovered that it's natto kinase. It's an enzyme in the
okay.
The natto.
So now I'm going to have to look into that, because where I am, there's nothing like that. But
but you can get it online. I mean,
yeah, kinase. I could figure that out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you go into the doctor supplement store, I'm sure they have a natto kinase. That's a good one. Serrapeptidase is good as well. And then any like bromelain or any kind of proteolytic enzyme, which you probably can get at your local health food store. But I wouldn't be surprised if you went into a health food store. How far are you from Vancouver?
It's an 8-hour drive, including a ferry trip.
Okay. Never mind. How close are you to the nearest city?
We're about 4 hours from a health food store. That's a fairly good one.
Online. Just online.
Yeah, online. Yeah, I'll look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was going to sort of look at a little bit of that, sort of step something up just because of plane travel
Think about that. That stuff is very, very, very helpful. Very, very helpful.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm going to go back and cook, and I'll be back in and out. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Say my natto kinase story. I had somebody who had high blood pressure. She was on blood pressure medication, and we talked about some stuff, and I talked to her about natto kinase, and she got it. And I said, just, you know, watch your blood pressure. And so she was going along, and one day she goes, I feel like I'm going to faint. And every time I stand up, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I said, have you taken your blood pressure? No. She goes and takes her blood pressure, went to the local store and got her blood pressure taken. And it was really, really low. Or she went to her doctor maybe, but it was super low. And I said, if it's low, you just have to ask your doctor to back off on your blood pressure medication. And he just took her off of it, and she just stayed on the natto. So it was really, really effective. Really, really effective. So, and we looks like Sandra just showed up. So who else? Judy and Sandra and Judy, if you want to check in and give us if you have something you want to ask or get support on, that's great. And if not, just pop in and give us an update on like something to be grateful for.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm pretty grateful these days. I'm doing, the liver cleanse. So
nice.
I'm focusing on being grateful.
Ah, that's a good thing to do. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, so it's going good. This time, last time I was angry. This time I seem to be fine.
Okay. Maybe you worked through that, right? Maybe you had stored up anger that you hadn't really expressed before. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But this so far is being a good cleanse. Contrary to generally that I'm always constipated, I've been pooping every day. So.
Hey.
Yeah. And I'm just having a lot of things going through my skin, you know, the things that always happen.
Right, when you're cleansing, yeah.
No, well, every day.
Oh, in general, those things that get the histamine type reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I'm on day number 4.
All right. And you could do the flush on Saturday, right? Is that one? Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I was hoping to do it, but I have a 5-hour lab retreat on Saturday morning, followed by the Vital Healing Kitchen show, followed by, you know, about 40 people coming to my house for a potluck on Saturday night. So right. I didn't think it was a good idea to be doing a liver flush during that.
But you started a 5-day fast or something.
Well, it's the fast with food. And we started that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't join because I'm doing.
Because you're doing that. Yeah. I figured. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do it another time if you want. Cool. All right.
Thanks.
Anything else? Barbara, you already celebrated something on the other call, but you can share what you're wanting to be grateful for.
Oh, just grateful for everything I'm learning. I mean, everything simply from the recipes. I'm still trying to get my yogurt to go. It hasn't actually fermented yet, but I did successfully make the granola. And the dehydrator and just all the new ways of food, you know, this is all very new to me. And it's exciting. I love to cook. I'm just learning how to cook in a different way. And, you know, so it's all, I'm just, yeah. I'm grateful actually for you and your teaching and the amount of time that you've put out and just the information that's there to be found. And if people will just use it.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to just use it because there's a lot. So, it really does take somebody to help guide you through it. Yeah.
And that's what I'm thankful for here is I have everyone to help me through it.
Yeah. Awesome. What about the yogurt? How long has it been going?
It's almost 24 hours, but I don't think the temperature's been right. And then I was confused about the billions. Like I think the recipe said 1 teaspoon. And then when I read the label, it said 1/4 teaspoon. Was 100 billion. So I started with the quarter and I don't know if that wasn't enough. Or...
Just put the whole teaspoon in. It won't hurt to have more. And it does ferment quicker if you have more bugs in there.
Okay. All right.
And the temperature, you know, somewhere between 90, you know, 90 is a good temperature.
Okay.
So if your house is like for me in the winter, you know, it's going to be chilly. I'm not going to get my house up to, you know, 85 or 90. So I always, all year round, I either put it in my dehydrator on the very lowest temperature in a bowl, or I have a yogurt maker that I got. And I found you can get them on Amazon now, but I had gotten it through a company called TriBest. And it's a yogurt maker. It's got a tray. It's like about this round, this big round, and it's only about this deep. And then it has this big dome shaped cover that you put over it. And you just plug it in and it turns on and it keeps it at the perfect yogurt temperature. And you can either put it in individual serving sizes in there. So it comes with like 6 or 8 little individuals. I just find it easier to just do the big bowl. Although I probably should get in the habit of measuring it because I tend to overeat it. If I just do it in the big bowl, I'll just have another scoop and another. The next thing you know, 2 days I've made, you know, a triple batch of yogurt and it's gone. So
has anyone used their Instant Pot to make yogurt?
Who was it that said they did? There was somebody on a call last week that said they did.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people use that. And actually, I wanted to congratulate Barbara for winning day one.
Thank you so much. I was the only one that was posting.
No, there were others.
No, there were a lot more.
Yeah, so make sure that you you email, I think it's Marcia, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the instructions, but yeah.
No, I got her. You know, that's mostly for people that we don't have in our program. So okay. I have her. I just have to get on Amazon and order it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yesterday was a big learning curve for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried to prep a lot of things I'd never made before so that I'd be ready for the rest of the mm-hmm. time. I did end up eating 3 times today rather than 2 just because I wanted to try the tahini with pudding. And I measured, I actually weighed my granola and came out with 22 grams as a serving. And I just dumped it all in a bowl and measured what the whole thing was and divided it by 10. So that way,
you can be close. Yeah.
I'm not overeating that.
Right. Right. Those are the things we got to be careful about, overeating the yogurt, the granola, because that it adds up. And, you know, people are like, for me, I'm like, I'm off a fast and now I'm just eating like crazy. I'm like, why am I gaining weight? And then if I really were to add it up in chronometer, I'm probably eating 2,500 to 3,000 calories. I'm like, okay, that's going to do it. Because yeah, I didn't realize until actually Jenny pointed it out to me on a call the other day, because she had put the taco meat. And when I saw how many calories were in there, I was like, oh, I could sit there and eat that whole batch. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, when you're working with nuts, it adds up very quickly.
It does. That's why a lot of the recipes, not so much the taco meat, but like when I make crackers or burgers, veggie burgers that way, I'll put a lot of veggies in there. So yes. Instead of calling them a nut burger where it's like, you know, a cup of nuts, I'm going to put at least 2 or 3 cups of veggies in there. And it could be kale chopped up real fine, could be parsley, cilantro, it could be any kind of greens. And then you make them and then it's less dense. It still is satisfying, but you don't tend to overeat on them so much.
Right. And I'm finding that the more greens I incorporate into anything, I stay satisfied longer. Maybe because
it takes nutrients.
Yeah, the nutrients, and I think it takes it longer to digest. When I posted my soup recipe from today, I dumped it on top of a bunch of kale.
I like that. I liked what you did. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so that was real. I mean, I wasn't really hungry at dinner time, but I went ahead and
ate. Went ahead and tried some.
Yeah.
No, that's good. And I'll make a point of this. You know, this is iteration one. And as I go through it and I go, yeah, normally I would pick like arugula, you know, and because it wilts real easily. And I just put the raw arugula in the bowl and then pour the hot soup over it. And that automatically wilts the arugula and just makes it, and it fortifies it. It gives it way more greens. And the thing about it is, and I discovered this when my kids were real little, is that it's not so much the calories and the fat that make you feel satiated, it's the nutrition. And so I remember, you know, making these big salads or whatever, and I'd sit down to eat them, and then I'm running after the kids, and a couple hours later, well, why am I so hungry? I had that huge salad, and they go look at the table, and there was the salad. I had 2 bites out of it, and that was it, because I was chasing the kids. But then I would go, I'm so hungry. Before I discovered it, I'm so hungry. And I would, let me grab for a nut, or let me grab for some rice, or let me grab for something heavy. And I would just feel like, I just can't get satiated. And then finally I go, I didn't eat enough greens today. And I steam up some broccoli or make a big salad and eat that. Well, it's to steam up the broccoli, because with the salads, I just couldn't get through them with the kids because they kept me distracted, right? Takes a long time to eat a salad. And then I would just make this big bowl of broccoli, and suddenly all the hunger would go away. All the hunger would go away. It's not high calorie. It's not high fat. It's not high carb. It's fiber and it's nutrition. So I realized, I bet my body, when I'm having those really huge hunger cravings, is craving minerals.
Oh.
Craving those minerals. And then when you satisfy it with a lot of greens, makes a huge difference. Huge, huge.
I was eating my broccoli raw as I was cutting it up to get it ready to steam.
If you can do that. I'm not a big fan of broccoli raw. The only way I do broccoli raw is either I make hummus with it. I'll make broccoli hummus. So I mix it with tahini and garlic and lemon and make a standard hummus recipe, but with broccoli instead of garbanzo bean.
Yeah, I made that.
It raw. Yeah. And then soup. I've made a soup, but you know what? If you make those blended soups, and you use the raw, you don't have to steam the vegetables, you can do raw. But what I found with that is you've got to eat it right away. If you save it for the next day, it develops like a weird bitter taste and it's not as good.
Okay. What about if, like, I have maybe blended it for 2 minutes to get it real steamy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what temperature it's at. I've never checked the temperature. Do you think that's enough to count as cooking?
the only thing I can say is try it. Save a little bit of it.
Okay.
Just don't finish the whole thing and save a little bit. The other thing I wonder about is if you just put it in a pot and lightly cooked it, you know, cooked it in the pot. But what I discovered, I did it on one of our Vital Kitchen shows. I was making the soups and I went, yeah, I'm just going to make it with the raw broccoli instead. And it tasted great at the time. And then what left over, I tried to eat it the next day and it was horrible. So that was just me, but yeah. And maybe more lemon would have done it. Like putting a bunch of lemon in there might have made it, you know, whatever. But it just didn't have a good flavor.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, Jenny.
One of the things I've just recently discovered, well, just trying it for the first time over the last week or so, is the kelp noodles. And they are really, I mean, I did put them in like a lemon or lime bath and let them sit for a while to soften them a bit. But mm-hmm. they're really satisfying, just like I find zucchini noodles satisfying. So when I pour the soup over either one of those things, mm-hmm. it I don't know if it's a texture sensation, but they're very, of course, low calorie, but they're high minerals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the same company, Sea Tangle, puts out the sea vegetable packets. And okay. I just found those at our local health food store. And they're packed with all kinds of different freshly packed.
I was looking for those locally. I ordered them once online and I was so impressed with them.
They're wonderful. And the recipe on the back, it's just a little bit of apple cider vinegar with a touch of sesame oil and half an avocado and some, I put some grated carrot in with it. And both my husband is just fallen in love with it. And we've had it for a couple of nights before the fast. But when I saw the nutrition that came from it on the chronometer, I was shocked.
That's awesome. But I got to find them. I came and found them locally, but I think I should just look for them again. I just ordered it once because I was like, oh, this looks good. And it was really good. And I said, I'll look for them locally because shipping was expensive because they're heavy because they're liquidy. You know, they're fresh. They're not dry. But yeah, those are Sea Tangle. Thank you for that. Thanks for that reminder.
Yeah, they keep them, at the local health food store anyway, they just had them with the kelp noodles, and that's, I happened to see them and just grabbed them to try because I've always liked seaweed salad, and so, yeah. I can't believe we have them and you don't.
Yeah, I know, you live in a little town.
I know.
I live in Austin where it's Whole Foods Central. We have 13 health food stores.
I think that's the first.
that's crazy. The other ones that are good are the konjac noodles. Has anybody tried konjac noodles? They're very filling very filling, and it makes that when you make that soup and you pour it over it, it just feels like you're eating in, you know, an Asian restaurant. So that's kind of cool.
Going back to Barbara's question about making yogurt on the soup, what would you like to know?
Well, it's probably my temperature. The hydrator that I have is not such that you can fit a container into it. It's the round one.
Okay.
And so that wasn't an option. I'll tell you what I have done is I'm just sitting it on top of it because it's warm. You know, the dehydrator itself is warm.
And sitting on top of your bowl.
I'm sitting
the bowl on top of the dehydrator. Right.
And then I covered it with a cloth, so it's bringing it up to temperature. And I was already.
You can use an Instant Pot to make yogurt if you have one.
I do have an Instant Pot, and it has the function where you just push yogurt.
Yeah.
And I have.
You either leave it, you know, you try. Sometimes it gets ready with 8 hours, but if it's hard enough, you can do 9, 10, you know, until it's tangy.
Until it's tart. Yeah, when it's tangy, then it's done.
Then it's done.
Yeah.
So it's in a glass container. Do I set it directly in the Instant Pot?
What I did, because I'm not eating yogurt right now, but I put it in the stainless steel thing directly.
Okay, directly in there. Huh. Can you put it in a glass bowl on top of that little steamer basket or?
You could. Yeah. And the other thing I used to do before is, you know, I would use little jars, you know, with the yogurt mix and put them on top of that tray. And you can fix six or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, and you might be able to fit those, the smaller jars, inside your dehydrator.
Size you
unless the trays are too close together and they don't move.
Too close together, and yeah. you can't stack them on each other. You can't take them out.
I just remembered
I have the Instant Pot, so I wasn't for sure.
Get there.
Yeah, the stainless steel works.
Okay.
And then you put it on, you know, you move it to whatever you want to. You can portion it, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, Sandra, I'm an English language teacher to internationals, and I'm noticing your accent. So where is that from?
Where do you think it is?
It sounds Hispanic to me. Is it Hispanic?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what can I tell you?
I'm from Argentina.
Okay. Yo hablo español también.
Pero,
oh, muy bien. Muy, or más. I need to practice a lot, but yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Caller, did you have some questions? I just saw you pop back on, or you just popped off to eat your dinner or something, right? Yeah. All right. Who else came in? Who else isn't? I haven't heard from. Brandon, you want to say hi and share one of your successes? Judy? Judy's there. Let me do Judy first. Judy. Yay.
Well, I was going to share what I was thankful for. I have a group of friends that we used to get together around the piano once a month and sing, you know, show tunes and what have you, folk songs. And that kind of fizzled, and we're starting it back up this weekend.
Yay. Awesome.
That's all good.
That's great. It's nothing like getting together with friends and doing something that just warms your heart.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Other than that, I just wanted to pop in and listen and learn.
Great. Well, I think we're learning a lot here. Thank you. Awesome. Who else? Who else haven't I heard from? Anya, she's on the phone now. I mean, on the web now. You want to say hi, Anya? Oh, let me unmute you. See, maybe you don't have yourself unmuted. There you go. You're unmuted now.
I'm unmuted. Oh, good. Okay. I'm here, and I don't know how to make a picture for me, but.
I'm going to say, ask to start video. You should get a request, and you just say yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. There you are. Hi.
So I exist. But yeah, I got my Freestyle Libre, so that's
yay.
But I'm not sure if it's calibrates correctly.
It's a 14-day, correct? And probably.
Yeah.
It might take about 24 to 48 hours before it really is, because what I found is they're erratic for the first 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. What made you think that may not be calibrating?
Well, because it was always higher than I thought it should be. But so like yesterday, I had an avocado sandwich, which I don't eat bread ever. But I just decided I'm going to try this out, and it went up way high. So
yeah, not surprising. That I'm not surprised at. Most people don't realize how much bread spikes their blood sugar until they actually do it.
Yeah. Well, and then it's been like in the hundreds, low hundreds, but, you know, it's like, But tonight did say 89, I think, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so see how it goes, and then really the idea is to track it real well. Best way to track it is with this chronometer app, because if you get the gold one, it has the ability to add your ketones and your glucose to it. And so you can be just typing in. And then I have the ability, I just signed up for the professional one for, you know, a limited number of folks I can take on, you know, I can actually get in there and see you. So I think what I can do, because I don't want to pay for the big package, it'll cost me like $1,000 or something, but I can have up to five, but I think I can pull somebody in and then pull them out again. You know, if I just want to do it, like if we're having a consult before your consult, I can just pull you in and look at your stuff, and then we can have a discussion and see if we can figure out, you know, how to adapt it. So the idea is to do the testing, see what foods may be causing it to go up, and then you know, you just sort of keep them out. And with the metabolic reset, we do a 30-day metabolic reset where you just take out everything that raises your sugar above 110.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much is it? How much is the Freestyle Libre? I haven't priced it.
It depends. I mean, Valerie just told me that she got 3 months worth for $80 because of her insurance covered part of it. They're usually about 69 to 75 per 14-day thing. What was your experience with that, Anya?
Well, it was $68, but then I bought the reader, and I don't need the reader at all.
You don't need the reader. You probably bring it back because it works on the phone now.
Right, right, yeah. So
yeah, and then somebody told me today that it was covered by her insurance, so when she went in with her prescription last year, she had a dozen of them. That person had done a dozen, like whatever it was, and she got them for free. He said, oh, it's free, and she's like, what? Wow. So she's thinking maybe because she met a deductible of some sort, but some insurance companies will cover it. Medicare will only cover it if you're an uncontrolled diabetic on insulin. That's the only time they will cover it. But some of the insurance, I know John, is John on? And see John, if he came on, he was going to come on. John said his insurance covered it. I thought John said his insurance covered it. Anyway, some insurances will cover it and some don't. I have a $10,000 deductible, so mine won't cover it.
So how about if you do not have a prescription, can you buy it or not?
You have to go to Canada or Europe.
Okay.
Now in Canada, you can get it over the counter. And I know like Claudia, when she traveled, she was in Canada, she bought it. And then when she went to Germany, she bought it. She bought more.
So I might be in Canada next summer.
Okay, well, you wait till next summer. Yeah, you do have to find somebody who will prescribe it. And some people will and some people won't. And, you know, most doctors that are more functional or integrative will, but a lot of the conventional docs are going, what do you need that? You're not diabetic, you know, and they just write it off. It's like, well, I don't want to become diabetic. Can you help me here? Like, seriously? Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad for you, Anya.
Thank you. Yes. So, and I did get some of the sensors from the Universal drugstore, and they got it from England and sent it over, but they didn't work. They never worked for me. And I don't know if it's because they have different things, you know.
Well, they didn't work because it won't work with the reader that you got here.
The reader or the phone.
Right. So on the phone, you may have to trick the phone into your location because it's downloading the app that's for the US. So I don't know if you can go in there, or I know that what I've done this with timing and zones. In settings, if you go into your settings and you put your time zone as Europe or something, and it may actually let you download the other version. But you might just go do a Google search and see how do I get the other one on my phone, you know, the international one on my phone. Yeah, it's totally different. And the numbers you get won't be the same as ours. So you'll have to multiply your numbers by 18 to get the US numbers. So say you do it and it's a 6, you have to do 6 times 18.
Okay. So, and I just got the regular one for here, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And maybe you couldn't, I don't know. I've never tried it because I don't have access to the strips, but it's a good idea. Go traveling and then buy a bunch of them and then have the other meter. It's pretty easy to convert. You just times it by 18. Okay, good. Great. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I did get the blood lab work. I got it from the Quest Labs. And it was only 2 pages, and it didn't include like the glucose measure or anything like that. And so I was like, shouldn't it include?
Well, maybe they did it separately. Did your requisition have everything on it?
I thought it did. I mean, it was one that I had received from you guys, but I assumed that it did.
I would contact the lab. It could be that they didn't send you everything, that there's still some more that's being done, and they just sent you what was done already. It could be that they separated it. Was it a CBC that was on there, or was it?
It was a CBC, and it was the white blood cells and stuff like that, but nothing. So there wasn't a C-reactive protein or anything like that. So I was like, really?
Huh, I wonder what that is. Yeah, I would contact them and say, hey, what happened to the rest of my lab tests? And maybe just they didn't get put together. They didn't get sent. Then when they were compiling them from the lab, they didn't do it. I mean, it's just human beings over there doing it. So
yeah,
it's not a lot of you. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Check that out. All right. Thank you. Lou. Hi. Oops. Do you need me to do it? Let me try.
Just checking.
There you are. Oops. All right. There you go.
Okay. Since we're talking lab tests, I finally got the lab test that I thought I'd have by Monday, and they didn't come until Wednesday. And I plugged them into the tracker, and I downloaded them to the other spot where you download them.
Okay.
And I was talking to Angelica to ask if we could use those because I got extensive ones done, whereas my labs from last year, I was on Medicare, and it was like half of what I had had the year before.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to have my labs read on Saturday.
Saturday. As long as they're in the master tracker, I can do it.
Okay.
Because I can't guarantee that you'll get the report by then because, you know, we get backed up and we're still working on the ones that came in time. So who's your coach?
Isabel.
Isabel? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we can find out.
I didn't know what was involved in the report, whether.
Well, all the report
is. Had already started on my report or not?
No. The report is those numbers. So when they sit down with your numbers from your master tracker, it all gets typed into this report and it generates a computerized report. So, okay. You know, I would reach out to Isabel and find out if she'll be able to do that. If not, it's no big deal. I will read it from the master tracker.
Okay.
I don't need the report. I don't need the report. The report's just more for you to have it in writing, right? So I will read it, no problem, as long as you have it in your master tracker. No
okay.
Worries.
Well, that's that. Yeah. Because I don't have to have the report until later. That's not a problem for me either. Yeah. I just thought it would be a shame for you to try to read my old test when I had this.
No, as long as you have your new ones and you put the new ones in the master tracker and do you have the old ones in the master tracker too? So I can
yes.
compare.
Perfect. So I have from 2012 through this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do it.
Okay. So that's good. I feel better about that. The second question is, they mentioned that you might be doing lab reports on Sunday, and that would be more convenient for me if you are going over to Sunday.
Here's my feeling.
Okay.
I know myself. I know that it's going to be really hard to get 20 people done in 5 hours or 23 people or whatever's on there. So I had said that whatever the overflows are. So we could, you know, it's most likely that I will be doing it then. So if it's more convenient for you to do it on Sunday, then I really recommend you come to as much of that call as you can do on Saturday. Well, are you more available in the later part of the day or the early part of the day?
I can be there the first 2 hours. My daughter-in-law is having a baby shower at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
So you are starting at, I believe, 11 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time because you're doing 10 a.m. your time, correct?
10 a.m. my time, right.
So that's 11 a.m. my time. So I'm available from 11 to 12:30.
Okay. So depending on what I like to do is I honor people in the order that they signed up. So I usually go in the order that they signed up. So if we don't make it to you, then I will have at least you left over. And I know Diana said she was okay to go over till Sunday. And if there were a couple of other people. So it's most likely that I'm not going to be able to get everybody done. And it was really going to be the last people that signed up that we told, look, we'll let you in because some people may not show up. But you may have to overflow into Sunday. So I don't know what time yet, but you guys can give me some feedback. I was going to ask for feedback on the call as to times. But for me, pretty much, you know, any time. I don't like to do it early. I like to have one day a week that I can sleep in. But, you know, get up, sleep, run, do those kind of things, meditate. But I could say, you know, I definitely, and some people go to church on Sunday, so that makes it a little more challenging. But for me, ideally, you know, something like noon or 1 o'clock would work for me.
So that would be 1 to 2 o'clock for me. So that would be fine.
Okay. Does that work for you, Diana, if we were to do it at noon central, 10 o'clock your time?
I would do it anytime.
You'll do it anytime. Good. Good. All right. So let's plan
actually,
on.
I think Diana's mountain time, so that would be 11.
Oh, Diana's mountain? Oh, I thought she's 11. Okay. All right.
Yeah, just make sure you tell me what time zone you're talking about.
When I talk central, because when I try to convert, I sometimes do it the wrong direction and I give people wrong
time. Okay. What time are you going to be on?
A noon.
Stick with central time and then I'll convert.
Okay, so it's going to be noon your time.
My time. Noon my time.
So that's 1 o'clock my time.
Yeah.
Noon central.
Yeah.
This is Sunday. Right?
Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll have at least you two, and then there'll probably be, a few others that will do then. It's just because I don't like to rush through, and sometimes when there's a real complicated one, it's like, I can't do this in 15 minutes. But I'll try. I'm going to set timer this time because there's so many. Okay.
Then we will see you at.
Yeah. But if you can come in you don't even have to come in on that one. What you can do is watch the video from the previous one, just the first part, because that's when I went through a lot of detail of what's in there. And that will give you a good sense of what we're looking at on your lab. Diana, you were there. Was that helpful to have that long? Yeah. Because I just went through it really slowly. I went through all the pieces, explained what everything was, and then you could be sitting there watching the video, stop it if you want to, and then like look at yours and go, oh, maybe that's it, and make notes for yourself. And then we can, get right to the heart of it for you.
So are you telling me to watch a video you've already recorded or a video that you're going to?
A video that I already recorded, and I will give you guys the link of where it is. It's on the site already. It should be on the ERC, it should be on the ERC schedule page.
Okay.
I have to log in again. It logged me out. Something must happen to my computer where it rebooted, recap, set the cache, because it's not remembering any of my passwords. Or maybe Windows did updates. All right, so ERC calls and recordings. And there's upcoming calls. And then there's recordings. Blood chemistry. Here, I'm going to click the link and then I'll give you a link. I'll put it in the chat. You probably have to. GD. I wonder what that means, GD. Okay. You'll probably have to log in. I mean, it may not let you in unless you're already logged in with this link, but you'll know what to do. Chat. Ooh, a lot of chat calls. I hope I'm not missing anything important. Looks like a lot more people came on too. Okay, so that's the link where that's recorded, and it's the first section. I think she did it in sections. I'm pretty sure because that's what we had talked about. Yeah, part one is where you'll see a lot more, and then there's part two, and then there's part three. Part four, part five. And I didn't have her put, she didn't put people's names on it. So you'll know if it was yours, if you were on there. There was only three people that had their, or four people that had theirs read. Okay. Is that good? Does that help, Lou?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. All right. Who else is... Who else has questions or wants to share a success? Who else has come in since we've talked about it?
Actually, I have a quick show and tell.
Okay.
Today I was at the Asian market and I got green papaya.
Ooh.
So it's really great.
It's really great. It's really, really yummy. And it's a really good source of papain, which is a proteolytic enzyme we were talking about earlier. Green papaya salad is one of my favorites. And it's so good. And it's got just that lime and I don't even remember all the flavors. So if you ever find green papaya, get it and look up how to make a green papaya salad. It's a Thai thing. Not all the restaurants have it, and some of them that have it add sugar and fish sauce.
Yeah.
So need it.
They also had, I didn't buy it, but they also had green mango.
Really?
Yeah.
That I've never done. I wonder if you can do the same to it.
Next time I'll try.
Try it and let us know and post a recipe. Good. Thank you.
Excuse my ignorance, but is it an actual green papaya that it's a type of papaya, or it's a green as in an unripe papaya?
It's unripe.
Okay.
You're completely green. It's not like it's partially ripe.
You
and,
won't find it in the regular supermarket.
No, you won't.
So I would just be looking for an actual green papaya that had okay.
You go to the Asian market and you ask for a green papaya.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
We have a store called Central Market here, and every now and then they have gourmet-ish stuff, and every now and then they'll have a green papaya. I think I've only gotten it twice, but I've made it, and it's just so totally yummy. Totally yummy. Who else haven't we heard from? I see a couple more coaches came in, Brandon and Lynn, and Mahala was on a second ago. I saw you. Come on back, Mahala, and say hi. And next week, Lynn Rose is doing on the Vital. She's going to be doing something on flu stuff, right? Is that right? Is it next week or the week after? I remember seeing it. Next week? Yeah. No, the week after.
Yeah, it's December.
Okay, December. Okay, so Lynn Rose is going to do it on the flu. And she's a homeopath. She's been a practicing homeopath for like 15 years. And she's going to share a lot of those really cool strategies for staying healthy at this time of year. So everybody, you know, mark your calendar. It'll be in the newsletter tomorrow, the date and all that. So
I did have one thing to, am I on? Can you hear
me? Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
Okay. I was getting an email from 23andMe, and it said for the month of November that you could get the regular plus the health for just $99 as opposed to $199.
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. You can always get what we need to run the right reports for $99. You just order the Ancestry, and the raw data is the same, or at least it used to be. Mm-hmm. And when I their reports are like, they're not very useful.
Okay.
Yeah. They're, what we do is, and we'll have a whole nutrigenomics call where we get on there and we're going to talk about it, and you're going to really get the scoop on it. And there's also, once you get yours back, so you can run the 23andMe. I was talking, Marilyn keeps asking me if I've tested out the other one. I got the kit, but it's $249 for that kit. But if it's that much better than 23andMe, I'll recommend it. And if it's not, then I'll stick to 23andMe, even though I'm kind of annoyed at them for dropping a bunch of the SNPs that they used to have in there. So I've been looking at a couple of others. And
so I should still wait, because I did the Ancestry DNA, which I could do the...
You can do the raw data on that.
Well, I know. I can do it on the Genetic Genie, which I did. And it's in my tracker.
Okay, and you can run it through... You probably should be able to run it through... what's the other one that does it?
Well, one of your...
Or Metabot. You know, I bet that one doesn't, my favorite one.
Your favorite one, does. You have to have the 23andMe. Okay. So that's why I was wondering about going on and getting it.
Yeah, you know, for $99, I mean, you know, even if later we go, oh, let's run another one and get all the missing SNPs, because there's going to be some on this one that I'm going to run that 23andMe has that it doesn't. They said that because they have a lot less, but they claim to only do the ones that are clinically relevant. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot in there that I may have found to be clinically, you know, useful to look at. I don't know. It's only $99. I'd say just do it.
Well, and if you do it this month, you get the extra.
You get the extra. You get to see theirs and find out. Like, you have a 0.20% higher risk of Parkinson's and a 0.30 decreased risk of whatever. It's, yeah, it's not that useful.
I have a question too. Go ahead.
Diana had her hand up first, and then we'll go to Barbara.
Lou, if you want to save some money, Ancestry and 23andMe usually run Cyber Monday sales where you can get the same test for like $49.
Really?
Yeah, they've done it every year for the last 2 years. I bought several for my family members last year. It's Christmas present.
But this one is you're saying this one's $99 through the end of November?
Yeah, and it's their $199 test for $99.
I just wonder if they would do, if they're doing this now, if they're doing this instead of that. I'd hate to have her wait, and you know, but it, I don't think it matters. But
Cyber Monday will probably still be in November.
Cyber Mondays, and I thought that was after Christmas.
Well, they'll start advertising it pretty quick. But okay. Basically, the report, the DNA data, the genetic part of the report is the same. The only thing you're paying extra for is to get their report, which is really kind of worthless.
Yeah, it's not very, it's not useful at all. Yeah.
All it does is give you a few lines of information. It doesn't tell you what the SNPs are or what they mean. It just says you have a certain percentage less chance or higher chance
of. And they're not looking at groupings of SNPs. Like if you have this and this and this, it means something different than this and this and that.
Right.
Right. And that's what we do when we do, and all the reports on the site. If you go into this, your site, you'll see a nutrigenomics module. And in there, we've got all of the charts that Lynn and I painstakingly put together to interpret your stuff. And all you need to know is what the SNPs are. And that's where I like that genetic detoxification report, because it follows.
Yeah, I printed some of those out because when I did my genetic genie, it did say that I had a problem with my vitamin D, which is probably why it's low.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, and then I went to your chart and saw what you had to say about it and what you could do about it. So,
you know what you can probably do? I wonder, check out mthfrsupport.com. And they have a report, mthfrsupport.com. I'm not sure if they upload the ancestry one, the DNA one, but they, yeah, you're saying they do, or Lynn Rose, they do?
Well, I know they do the 23andMe.
They do 23andMe, but I don't know if they do it for the ancestry one. But you can try it and see if they'll upload that. And it's like a $30, $30, $40 report. And it just is like 40 pages that lists everything. It just lists a ton of stuff. And then you can look them up. You can take my charts, which have the nice organization.
Right.
And then you can take the different SNPs and go, oh, where is this? You may have to like be searching around a lot for it, but you'll have them. So check out mthfrsupport.com and let us know if they take it. I believe that they upgraded. In fact, I'm going to look at it right now.
I got a note from Jules because she was doing a 23andMe too. And it also, they asked her or told her that she could store her sample for future testing. I don't think that's a good idea, but I don't know. Did they ever ask that before? I don't remember that.
I don't remember ever seeing that before.
I'm a little leery about that.
Yeah, I'm a little leery about somebody.
DNA said something similar, and it was sort of like
that's one of the reasons that I'm a little leery about continuing to use 23andMe. This one that I'm looking at, they just destroy your. They'll keep it, but they'll destroy your sample. Like
I get emails all the time from 23andMe, they still have my stuff.
Oh yeah, they still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the registration, it asked that question.
Yeah, I got that too, where they said, "Will you?" And they try to give you reasons why if you save the sample, it will allow them, as the technology develops, they could be able to test more. And they want you to fill out the whole history form if you be part of the research. And yeah, I'm leery of that.
I'm literally a little leery. They claim that it's anonymous, but I'm not so sure about that. But I will say the advantage is that, like, my husband had done it ages ago, and then they kept his sample. And then when they came out with some new things that they were testing, that we were able to go back and have them tested on his sample. But how hard is it to get another sample? Like, really, you're going to deal with taking your cheek swab? Do you know what I mean? It seems a little bit weird to have them keep your sample. It's not like it's a poop sample or something that was challenging to orchestrate.
Well, my computer science nerd of a son refuses to have it, and he was kind of put out with me for doing it because now they can trace him through me.
It's I'll tell you an interesting story about that in a second. Yeah, it says they have instructions for ancestry DNA. So you can run it through MTHFR support. So you probably don't even have to get it done again.
Okay.
Well, just run it through their report and see what they show. And if they have like mostly measured, then you can go ahead and get another one. But then maybe wait until after I do this other one and see if it's better.
Okay. Excellent. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
And so do you want me to do that and download it to the website before Sunday?
Nope, that's a whole nother call.
Okay, all right.
I wish I was smart enough and fast enough to be able to do all that in one call, but you know, that's a whole nother call. Yeah, we do a whole retreat day on that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. This is blood chemistry. This is blood chemistry. Yeah, definitely. I should make that really clear. So two other people, Barbara and then Lynn Rose. Barbara.
Yeah. How do I make sure that I get the raw data? Because I haven't looked at any of this.
There's instructions on the site and also on our site. Yeah, and you're an old computer kind of person, so you can figure it out. Yeah, I have instructions. If you go to the nutrigenomics module and it says how to collect your raw data, but also if you go to any of these collection sites, it says click here to here. Let me share my screen. I'll show you real quick.
Okay.
Just in it. It's really simple. I know it sounds all like really mysterious, my raw data. Here we go. This is the MTHFR support site. And what I did was I clicked on Sterling's app. That's where you want to click. And it says order reports. That's how I got here. So it says, how do I get my raw genome file? You'll have to have completed DNA kit from 23andMe or Ancestry. Once you've got that, click here for instructions for 23andMe. And then they give you and click there for how to get it on, you know. And my thing might be out of date because they've changed their site. So it may not be as accurate, but here you go. And it tells you how to download your raw data and all. Okay.
Okay.
And this is mthfrsupport.com. Actually, I'll just give you this direct link if you want it. Then you don't have to remember where to click. Okay. I have to just find how to get back. Oh, here it is.
Well, I downloaded my Ancestry DNA to my computer, and then I went to the Genetic Genie website and just moved the file from my computer to
that's
the
exactly Genie. Right. In the gist of it is that's what you're doing, right?
Okay.
It tells the little instructions tell you where to find it on that site, like where to find it on 23andMe, where to find it, and then you download it, you save it as a text file on your computer. And then when you go back to that other site, it'll just say, you know, click here to upload it. And then you find it on your computer and you upload it. It's pretty straightforward. But that's the link for MTHFR support report. All right. Lynn Rose.
Well, I already asked the question or mentioned, I was talking about the security of leaving the sample. You know, that was what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, Anya.
So I have a question. The blood test that we did through you all and the 23andMe and that thing, do you get the report or does it come to me? Or how does
the blood test goes to you.
Okay.
The 23andMe goes to you.
Okay.
The Dutch test will come to me.
Okay.
And the oat test will come to me.
Okay.
So those are all the ones that come to me. But so the blood test and the 23andMe go to you directly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh,
sorry. Is that okay if I interrupt for a second? So,
sure.
As in the case of Anya, then forward me that email so that I have that and anybody else would do the same thing with their coach when you get those email results.
So are they on email? Is that what it is?
No. Well, it is, I think with the blood test, but it's a password protected PDF.
Yeah. And which is your
23andMe, you have to log into your site with your password to find the data. So they don't email it.
Yeah. Well, you get an email, at least when I did it, I got an email saying that the results were ready and to
log into the site.
Yeah. And then you just, and we can go over that once you get that. But for your blood labs, just forward that to me. And
you'll have to give her the password. Or you can download it. If you don't want to give away the password, you can just download it to your own computer. No, but no, you have to make a copy of it. Because even if you download
it. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Jenny managed to get rid of the password somehow. But I don't know. No, I don't know of anybody else that managed to get rid of the password.
No, and it's your birthday.
She's a hacker. Don't say that. Don't tell that secret. Oh. If somebody else knows each other's birthday, then they, yeah, that's a breach of security. So
sorry. I just figured everybody knew that. Anyway, so just forward that to me.
Yeah, and just FYI, it was by mail I got the report, so I'll...
Oh.
So then, oh.
Yes, interesting.
Like snail mail?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it's complete.
So did it say it was from your lab work or from Quest? Yeah, I would contact them. That's unusual. I don't know of anybody else that got it by mail. Unless you didn't have an email or unless it bounced. Maybe they had your email and it bounced.
Did you request it by?
I did, yes.
Because, oh, you requested it by mail. Okay.
Well, and I didn't know how, I thought the results might go to you all. And I didn't know what the scoop was going to be. So I wanted to see
it. So you wanted your own copy. Yeah, I would contact them and say, can I please have my have it by email? And oh, by the way, it wasn't complete.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
And Jenny, you're going to share how you hacked in and got the password off the file?
The password off of what file?
Your labs, you know, the full blood work, right? And there was a password. And when I went to go into it and open it, I'm like, oh, there's no password on there.
No, I have no idea how I did that. Okay. I have no idea.
Yeah, interesting. All right. So somehow I don't know.
I had to have unlocked it somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not been able to figure out how to unlock it. So that's good. But maybe you somehow you saved it on your computer, and then uploaded it, and I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, you mean when I uploaded it onto the health tracker? Or not, it was just into the shared file.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Don't know. Okay. I thought maybe you had the secret.
No, I do remember saving it and then uploading it. I had to email it to myself. That was when I was still struggling with trying to go between the two computers because I was getting my new computer. So I know I did do that. I emailed it to myself at my mom's email address and then uploaded it from there.
Interesting. I wonder, did it have a password on it when you first opened it?
Yeah, they just said it was my birthday.
Okay.
They gave you that information.
They gave you that information. Okay, well, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how you did it, but whatever.
Yeah, that's the rub, right? Like when you do a great thing, I have no idea
how it happened. You can't figure out how you did it. Trying to tell somebody else. It's like, wow, that was cool. Good, yeah. Okay, who else? So we talked labs. We talked the genetics. For your lab review to be the most effective on Saturday, it's best if you put your numbers in the master tracker. If you are, you know, spreadsheet incompetent, let's just say, then beg and plead your coach to do it and they will be nice to you. But those of you who are competent, you know, who know how to do that kind of stuff, can, it's really easy because you're just typing numbers and putting them in a box. But for some people, it's daunting. So we understand that and we'll get you help to do it. What else? And that's the main thing. And if you had them in by Monday, we're going to run it through the report. But if it wasn't, then if we can fit it in. So I would beg and plead with your coach and see if she's willing to put it in the report, because you can't put it in your own report. That's our software, and all the coaches have logins to the software. But, and yours, yeah, Angelica did yours, Jenny, and I know various people's, you know, are doing it for their people that they're coaching. So now your coach is Anya, your coach is Lynn, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Lynn will do it for you.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, oh, she did. She ran the report for you. Who was it earlier that said theirs came in and it was?
Oh,
wait, somebody.
Well, I haven't done the one you just got because I haven't seen it yet. But I did. Okay.
So get it to her ASAP, and she'll get it.
No, you did her last, the first call.
Yeah. Oh, we did her on the first call. Okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right, but
she's going to be ready when.
So when we do our one-on-one, we have a number of one-on-ones. We'll do it then. It'll be less rushed and I'll be able to compare everything. So no worries. Okay. Who was it earlier? Lou. Was it Lou that said you hadn't gotten it in yet? And can we get it in? Or was it Anya? Maybe I'm just confused. No, who said it was their coach was Isabel?
Lou. Isabel.
and I typed it in. But it reminded me that when I was reading the labs and typing it in, there was one lab result that was like a four-digit number. But when you looked over it to see what it was, it should have, I put a decimal point in for several of them. One was a two-digit number, and it was a series. I don't remember what it was, but most of them were three-digit numbers, and it was like you would do a digit, a point, and then two digits.
Yeah, so, some of the labs will measure it on a different metric.
Well, it was the same lab, but so hopefully I put the decimal point in the right place, because I'm looking over at the side and it says it should be, you know, between 0.0 something and 1.0 something.
Right. And yours was like 1,000, and you go in there.
Yeah. I was like 450.
Yeah. That was smart to do that, because a lot of people don't think about that. And they're like, oh, it's out of range. I'm at 400, but it would be really.
So hopefully I have those in the right place.
We'll figure it out. If you didn't, if you got them either within the range or just slightly outside the range, then you probably did it right.
Yeah, because one number was like 67, so I did a 0.067, because everything was
in that,
had three digits on the right hand side of the decimal.
Smart thinking. smart thinking. Good job.
I also ran into items on the blood test that didn't match up with what was on the health tracker, so I had to like Google what they were to make sure that I understood where I was supposed to put it. I know that
happened. You mean the names weren't consistent?
The type of, whether it was I forget exactly which one it was, but the lab results didn't completely perfectly coincide with what was listed on the master tracker. So in order for me, because I had no knowledge of it, in order for me to understand where I should enter it, I had to determine how they compared.
So sometimes that's happened, like there's different labs, and when we created the master tracker, Direct Labs, and everybody was using LabCorp. And so we modeled that after the order that LabCorp put it on theirs and the names that LabCorp used, so it would be easy for people to put in. You know, obviously not everybody uses LabCorp, but it was the most common. Now everybody's using Quest. So it's a different order and they may name it different. The things you're going to see different might be, I might say free T3, and it might say triiodothyronine, right? And that might have been one of them that throws people like, what the heck is that? That sounds like a foreign language, you know? So that's probably what happened. I don't remember specifically with you, but yeah, Googling helps as well sometimes.
I also had some things on my labs that you didn't have on your spreadsheet. So I didn't know whether to put those in or just let you look at the original.
Okay, so sometimes that's like if there's autoimmune stuff done or very advanced kind of things that most people don't do. But if you look at the bottom, very bottom of the thing, there's a bunch of lines in there where they still have the color scheme of the lines above it. And with those, you can add your own stuff. So you can take the item and you can write the name of it in the column off to the left. And then you can put the range that the lab says is normal under the lab range, the low one and then the high one. And then you can put your number in. And if you do that, then you will have the conditional formatting, which changes the color of the cell, should work properly.
Okay, it was specifically the non-HDL cholesterol, the LDL particle number, the LDL small, the LDL medium.
Oh, because you did the advanced lipid panel. We're going to have to add that, because I'm recommending a lot more people do those.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I put those it underneath the cholesterol if you want me to add some there, so it's in together.
The reason I would prefer you to do it at the bottom is because sometimes it's confusing if you add it in the middle and then I say, oh, go to line 27, because I'm thinking, you know what I mean? I'm looking at a generic one. So it's easier to add it at the bottom. Although it would work if you just said insert row,
right?
It should maintain the consistency. So, I mean, either way, it doesn't matter, but it just makes it easier. And then you can put down their advanced lipid panel and then put those numbers. And that's something we need to add. I think we need
to add. And under the vitamin D25OH total, which was 26, by the way, it had a a vitamin D 25 OH D3 and a D2 number.
Oh, wow. Most people don't get D2s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can, let me think. Is it going to really throw me off that much if you just put it where it should be? Just insert it. If it works, insert it. Just insert it with the D.
Okay. And put the cholesterol information with that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. That would be good. Okay, cool. Who else? Questions, comments? So it helps to have in the master tracker is what I like to look at first. That's my, because I created it, I'm used to it, and I look there, and then I go back to the report and see if there's anything that the computer-generated stuff might have said that I might have not said. So then that's the order that we'll do it on the call. Does that make sense? If you watch the at least the first one, you'll get to see how I did that and the explanation of the different sections of the report. And the thing about the reports is don't freak out with them because it's a computer. And sometimes it'll say things and you might go, ah, I'm going to die, right? Yeah, calm down. I'll let you know, and it's good stuff because it's warning stuff. Lou.
Okay. I also noticed when I was putting in two of the numbers and then you came up with a ratio and I'm not sure exactly which one it was right now.
Is it HDL triglyceride?
It could have been something else, but it was a ratio, and the ratio that you had that it automatically generated on your spreadsheet was not the numbers that were showing up on my labs.
Huh. All right. You'll have to tell me which ones those are.
I will double check that. For,
ready, Paul? Okay. All right. All right. Let me know. Yeah. Let me know and we'll find, because, you know, if there's an error on the chart, we want to fix it. Judy?
I looked up removing the password from a PDF. I'm a computer geek, you know.
Yeah.
And it says if you are reading the thing, say, in a browser, say you open your email in a browser and then you open that attachment in a browser and it's password protected. If you open it and then you save that file as a PDF, meaning a new PDF file,
a new PDF.
Oh. Then it loses the thing. Or you can pay big bucks and use Adobe whatever.
Adobe That's Acrobat a good point.
Professional. Yeah.
That's a good point. So you open it, but you have to have the password to open it, so it doesn't take away the safety of it. Yeah.
It just makes it easier. Once I upload it, you can look at it without,
having to every time get the password. That's what I was finding with these things, and every time I try to open them, I had to remember the person's password or look it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I put mine in the file name when I uploaded it, but yeah.
Oh, talk about security.
Hey, it's on the Google Drive. How many people have access to that already?
Yeah. And I will admit I was very happy about that.
Well, we only try to keep it, we keep minimal access to the Google Drive, like for each of your people. It's like your coaches, me, and then a couple of the admin people who do maintenance for us, like Frances, bless her soul. She gets in there and she, every time there's a formula that's wrong or we're adding some stuff, she goes in and adds it to everybody's thing. And that's something that I'm so grateful for because it's like, oh, I just created this new sheet, that new supplement tracker. By the way, I will say December, we'll announce it tomorrow in the newsletter, the early December, I forget what it is, December 7th or 8th, somewhere around there, we're going to do a supplements workshop. But I wanted to find out if that's going to be like really stupid to do it before Christmas because everybody's going to want to be Christmas shopping, or should we wait till after, or should we go ahead as scheduled to do it then? I'm not going to make a decision now, but I really want to do it just because it's so important to get that stuff done. And it's basically in advance of it, what you're going to need to do is fill out all the different vitamin mineral assessments so that we get a sense of that. And then you're going to fill out the supplement sheet and we'll go through it with you so you can fill it out. You can learn how to fill it out. And then we're going to help you to, based on your labs, your signs and symptoms on those questionnaires and what supplements you're currently taking, then we're going to help you to really fine tune what you should be taking. Or at least give you what's the next steps to help us fine tune it. We may not be able to get to that end point. Yeah, Lou?
I found it and you were right. It was the triglyceride HDL ratio and it's coming up at 3.22 on the tracker and it's 4.1 on my form.
On the form, okay.
We'll look and I that. Noticed there was a difference when I was plugging in some of the earlier tests.
What do you mean when you're plugging in earlier tests?
Well, my
December. Oh, the earlier years.
The yeah, earlier years.
Okay, got it. All right, we'll look at that and see. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward ratio. It's just HDLs divided by triglycerides or triglycerides divided by HDLs. That's what it should be. What's your triglyceride number?
Okay, well, all right. Well, maybe this is the difference. This is saying cholesterol HDLC ratio. So that's a different thing then.
It's a different
right?
thing. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Thing.
Right. We should add that too. That needs to be added because most of the labs do that. Yeah, that's okay. Different. The triglyceride HDL is different.
That's probably the problem right there.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have that in there.
I'm so glad when it's a user error and it's not me, the user. It's so much stuff, and this is like a foreign language to you guys. Well, I haven't really done a lot with it before.
I'll have to go back and look at as many of the old tests as I've got then, because I probably that was the problem.
Oh, you put that in there from those old tests.
Yeah, I mean, I just noticed that it wasn't doing the same for the old one. So I guess my old test didn't have triglyceride HDL ratio. It must have
been. Most of the test reports don't show it. It more and more are as they get savvy that's like a really early metabolic syndrome diabetes marker, and that's what we should be looking at with people. But it most labs don't do it. They don't. You can do it yourself, so it's just a calculation.
Okay.
Right. Triglycerides divided by HDLs, and I think I did notice that we had it flipped. I think the way it said it was different than, I have to look at that. Maybe we fixed that already. Okay. All right. Never ending process of sorting through health things, right? Cool. All right. Who else? Are we good? Who didn't I hear from? Brandon, say hi. Keep saying that to you and you don't unmute. And then,
Hello.
Hello. What's to celebrate, Brandon?
So, well, let me start my video here. All right. So things I want to celebrate are, so my partner and I, we have been doing like a lot of workshops recently. We did one on herbs and cultivating calm and rest and relaxation. Nice. It's just been really great to like connect with the community. So I felt like I've, you know, spent some energy, like, I guess, trying to connect with people on the internet, but really they're already here. So it was really nice and for people to really be open to information and just to like come with you with questions and just have a nice big group setting where everybody can just share and just be vulnerable. And just, it was really great. It's just very uplifting and it's very motivating.
That's great. That's great. You know, it's like, I love this and I love seeing all you this way. And we know that we can't do in-person stuff on a regular basis, right? But there's nothing like when we do a Shine event or when we did the SIV events and we had you all there. There's just something about like making eye connection and being with people and feeling in their energy and getting hugs that the learning is accelerated and the transformation. It's not just learning, it's transformation. Is accelerated because they're feeling you. They're feeling your, you know, that you really care. So keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll talk on, maybe we'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow on the call for NEPT, but talking about how to really help people to take the next step that they need to take to really, really get their health in line. Cool. All right. Who else? I think I heard from everybody. I love it when I can hear from everybody. Yeah. Anybody else have anything more? Anything inspired by something someone else said? Yes? No? Maybe? No, we're good. All right. So I'll see a lot of you on Saturday. And I just so appreciate being in a community like this where you guys are dedicated to health, because health is so important, and having your own health. Some people think, oh, it's selfish of me to try to, you know, work on me and on my health. But when we're healthy, we're happy, right? You're much happier when you're healthy, right? And when you're happy, the relationships that you have with other people are just so much better. And the world becomes a peaceful place if everybody's healthy and happy, don't you think? Like, wouldn't the world be a different place if everybody was walking around with a smile on their face, feeling good? Like, really? Wouldn't that make a difference? So we're contributing to world peace here. You just taking care of you is making a contribution to world peace. Do you realize that, Lynn?
So I want to thank Brandon. I follow Brandon on Instagram. And he did a video the other day. This fits in really with what you were saying, with his bird on, and saying, we need to move to the tropics. and we would all have world peace if we were living somewhere warm and we could just hang out.
And go to the trees and pick coconuts and papayas and mangoes, right? Yeah.
So thank you and your precious bird for spreading peace, love, and world joy.
Yeah. Peace, love, and world joy. And that's what we all want. I mean, as much as people, you know, have disagreements and they fight and they argue, I think when it comes down to it, we all really want the same things, right? We want love. We want shelter. We want safety. We want comfort. We want connection. We want harmonious relationships, right? So it's always keeping that in mind when you're having a disagreement with somebody and you're going, how the hell are they thinking that way? That's crazy. It's just come to a place from love, you know, and like they want the same thing. They just are thinking differently about it. We want to be safe. We want to be happy. We want to be secure. We want to be connected. We want to be healthy. So we all want the same thing. Jenny?
I went for a walk with a friend today, which is another thing that I wouldn't normally do. And I would go out on my own. And we got in a discussion. She was interested in what I was doing. And as we talked, she kind of took over and then ran her own narrative on health and what it was. And it was so completely off from what I'm learning. And that thing in the past, I would have started arguing the point, or be not in an aggressive way, but it would have really bothered me, and I just kind of let it go. And I thought, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're out walking, and I don't think I'm going to convince her of anything otherwise. So just stop where I'm at. I'm very happy with what as I'm gathering knowledge, I don't have to convince her of anything.
Like, oh, that's just beautiful.
Now let's just keep walking and enjoying the day, and I'll have my path and she'll have hers. And we're
exactly fine. And we can still love each other, and we can still communicate and have fun together. We're just not always going to agree. Right. Yeah. I think that's beautiful. I really do. And I think that shows from you a sense of really coming to your own and coming to feeling comfortable within yourself to be able to just go, oh yeah. One of the lines I heard from, I don't remember if it was a class or somebody I was learning from. I think it was when my kids were little and I was reading every parenting book I could get my hands on. And it was two things that come out. One was assume positive intent. Always assume positive intent. When your kid or grandkid or somebody in the neighborhood or your partner is throwing a fit and yelling and screaming, they're not doing it to hurt you. They're doing it because they're hurting and they're trying to get to a place of not hurting. The other one was when you're having this place and you're not agreeing with someone, and this happens in marriages all the time. It happens in partnerships. It happens in business relationships, is to just leave it by saying, you might be right. That's it. How can they argue with that? You don't have to say, I don't think you're right. I don't believe you. You could just leave it at, you might be right. And that's it. You can think, but I don't think so. If you want to, but really, if you just leave it with, you might be right. it diffuses all the negative energy in that conversation. They're not going to try to convince you anymore because you just said you might be right. You didn't say you are right. You didn't give up your point of view. You didn't sacrifice anything. You just said you might be right. It's very powerful. Try it sometime. Yeah, very powerful. All right. Anybody else? Anya, I see your mouth moving. I don't know if you're talking to somebody else or you're trying to talk here. No? You're talking to somebody else. Whoops. Unmute. What? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I'm talking to my kitty.
Oh, you're talking to your kitty. How sweet. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Lynn.
So this is something that I've been sharing with a few people because it's resonating with me at least. We have a tendency to judge our emotions. We have bad emotions or good emotions or positive emotions or negative emotions, and they're just emotions. It's just that energy and movement. And if we're feeling like, oh, that's a bad emotion or that's a negative emotion, like we shouldn't have it, but it's still an emotion and it's still a part of you. And so when you feel this way, just look at it and just observe it and don't judge it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's just kind of something I'm working with.
I like that. And you can carry that even further. You can extrapolate that to people, right? A bad person, a good person, right? There's very few that I like say, okay, they're not a bad person. I don't know, whoever runs Monsanto, evil to the bone, but that's another story for another day. But probably not, you know, probably not. Ocean talked about that at Shine, and he said how sitting down with some of these, like, you know, CEOs of whatever these companies are that we think are destroying the world, and really seeing that they have families too, and they have, and seeing them as they want the best, and having persuasive conversations from the standpoint of what they want, what they really want. That goes back to what I said earlier, what we all really want. And we just go about getting it in a different way. So that's a good one. But also when we do that with food, right? The bad food, the good food, bad food, good food. And then as we're eating something, if we're feeling guilty, if you're out and you're indulging, you know, the one thing is best not to indulge in stuff you know is not going to make you feel good the next day. But if you are going to do it in a different state than guilt and fear.
Yeah, because otherwise food becomes the enemy and then actually your body becomes an enemy.
Right. So food isn't the enemy, and food isn't, you know, when I was saying this earlier to someone on a call, it's like when we think about food, like, oh, the histamines and all the oxalates and, you know, this stuff and that stuff, and it's all bad. And, you know, I got to stay away from those foods because they're bad. The food's not bad. Your body isn't having a good relationship with it. And so what we have to do is change your relationship with the food. I'm not saying to change your relationship with hot dogs and bologna and, you know, things that are have things in them that could damage you, but change your relationship with kale. Just because you heard it has high oxalates or histamines or whatever and you're scared of it, change your relationship with it. And that doesn't mean your mental, emotional relationship just. It also means your physical. So if you have a leaky gut, those oxalates are going to leak into your bloodstream and wreak havoc with you. So let's heal the leaky gut. If you have dysbiosis, you've got an overgrowth of organisms that aren't working well for you, you've got to create an inhospitable environment for those organisms. And that may mean eating certain foods and feeding them certain ways and probiotic, prebiotic, et cetera. But we have to change our body and our mind's relationship with those good foods that make us feel bad. I just thought about that. I should do a webinar on when good foods make us feel bad. I'm gonna write this down. Somebody probably already did one, but good foods make us feel bad.
You did a blog series on it.
Oh, I already did. See, that's why it was familiar. Oh,
well, yeah, but do it. That's the written word, I think. And it was actually several years ago. It was probably about 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, but when good foods make us feel bad, let's change the relationship. Right. If we're in relationship with people and that relationship makes you feel bad, you want to change the relationship. It may be that you change the relationship by not, you know, being intimate and sharing with that person, or by, you know, separating from that person, or by sitting down and saying, how do we get closer? How do we make this work? Right. So it's like changing the relationship rather than judging the person as bad or the relationship as bad or, you know, the food as bad or the emotion as bad. It's changing our relationship with that. Being okay with sitting in a negative emotion, right? And you go, okay, what is that? What's that telling me about what's going on inside of me, right? What is that bringing up in terms of maybe an old memory or trauma? You know, when we start to learn to be introspective, not to judge ourselves, but to just accept ourselves and just question, oh, I wonder what that means. We can get a lot further along with this. Make sense? Good. All right. Anybody else have anything more they want to add to that? I get on the pulpit sometimes. All right, guys. I'll see many of you Saturday, bright and early for some of you, nice and mid-morning for others. Much love, and have a great rest of the day for those of you on the fasting thing. We'll be looking at whoever posted a lot today. And, you know, sometimes it's either it's really obvious, like it was really obvious with Barbara yesterday, and then sometimes it's not. And then it's like, put the names in the hat and pick one out because everybody contributed a lot, right? And that's how it'll be. But even, you know, Barbara's not going to be winning another one, even if she does a great job, but she will, even if she does a great job the next few days, that's going to put her elevated for the grand prize, which probably none of it is appealing to her because she already has all the grand prizes because she's in this program and NEPT. So maybe not. But the $50 gift card from Amazon would be a good one, right? Yeah. Anyway, so thank you guys so much. Yeah, the grand prizes don't mean anything to you guys, but whatever. The $50 gift card would be fun. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great one. I'll open up your line so you can all say goodbye. I'd like to hear your voices. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.